weekly inside look into Cedar Falls, Waterloo Columbus, Waterloo East, and Waterloo West football with the coaches who lead your favorite teams. And now, from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, here's your host, Mark Simpson.
And good evening and welcome to the Coach's Huddle live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls on 1650 The Fan. Hi, this is Mark Simpson. Join me for the next hour as we talk with the Metro High School football coaches to find out how their teams are doing and what's in store for them. Coach's Huddle, it's brought to you by Community Buick GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and our great hosts, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Well, this week on the Coach's Huddle, we'll hear from Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmert. Tigers looking to bounce back after a lopsided loss at Ankeny Centennial last week. We'll recap that game and preview Friday's homecoming game against Iowa City Liberty. We'll sit down with Waterloo East coach DeCarlos Anderson. Trojans are coming off an exciting last-second come-from-behind win over Charles City last Friday. We'll talk about that thrilling win and look ahead to the Trojans' first road game of the year this week at Fort Dodge. Waterloo West coach Lonnie Moore will join us to talk about the Wallhawks' dramatic road win at Davenport Central last week and scout Friday night's homecoming game against Davenport North. And Waterloo Columbus coach Brad Schmidt will fill us in on the Sailors. Columbus dropped their first game of the season last week to West Branch, and this week they'll play at Hudson in their Class 1A District 4 opener. Good show lined up for you. And coming up next, we'll talk Tiger football with Cedar Falls head coach Brad Remmert. We are coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Welcome back. We are coming live from Coaches, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coaches Huddle on 1650 The Fan. Mark Simpson with you as we get ready for week four already of the high school football season. Nothing flies by faster, it seems like, than the high school football season. Joining us now, the head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers, Brad Remmer. And the Tigers had a tough road game last week at Ankeny Centennial, and it was the Jaguars. Well, they were on all cylinders as they beat the Tigers 42-13. And, Coach, kind of a humbling loss last week on the road.
Yeah, it was one where we were coming off a very good win against Johnston, and we thought we made a bunch of strides and everything, and we just didn't get off to a good start. We had talked about that being a key to what we need to do in all phases of the game, and we found ourselves behind early and never were able to dig ourselves out of a hole.
It just seemed like the speed of Ankeny Centennial provided a lot of problems.
Yeah, give them credit. We knew going in they had a good quarterback, they had a good tailback, and a big tight end, and those kids ended up making a bunch of plays for them, shall we say, and it was unfortunate. We had some breakdowns, and I don't think it was our best effort tackling per se. And when we had chances, there were three or four opportunities when we had the ball on their side of the field to put points on the board to maybe put some pressure on them a little bit. We weren't able to finish drive. So it was a culmination. It wasn't one area. Everybody contributed to what I say it would be a subpar performance for our team. And we got to get better. And that's what we're working on doing this week.
And it was Ankeny Centennial taking the early 7-0 lead after one quarter. 21-7 at halftime is their quarterback, Trenton Smith, who had three touchdown passes in the first half. But he was just getting started in the third quarter. He throws three more touchdown passes as it's a 42-7 lead going into the fourth quarter as Ankeny Centennial wins. And passing attack, it sounded like they weren't really throwing deep on us. It was just short passes that they were able to make the most out of it.
No, they had a lot of work in the screen game, different variations of screen, and they've got a good scheme. They get you going one way, get your eyes looking one way and throw back the other. And once they hit you with some of those short ones, they were able to slip that big tight end behind our secondary a couple times. So, again, congratulations to them on a good plan and execution. And it was one of those things where it just wasn't our night. We've got to play better. If we want to know we go in against quality teams, you got to be ready each week. And we had talked about getting off to a good start. Our opening drive, we drove past midfield. All of a sudden, we get a holding penalty. We're behind the chains. We have to punt. We actually did a pretty good job. We sent our offensive punt formation out there. We pinned him at the 10-yard line, which is normally great field position for our team to keep the field flipped. And unfortunately, they strung together a 90-yard drive, and that was just kind of indicative of the night it was on both sides of the ball. And you just can't do that against quality teams. I did think it before half. We put together a drive. We were down 21-0. We put together a good 2-minute drive, went down. We actually overcame a couple penalties and things, and were able to put points on the board and get it to 21-7. And I thought, hey, we can get this thing turned. You know, it's just going to take a play to start the second half. And we just didn't get that done. And we weren't able to get the score flipped in the third quarter.
We're talking with Cedar Falls head football coach Brad Remmert here on the Coach's Huddle. Elijah Porter for Ankeny Centennial. Centennial rushed for 128 yards, had two touchdown receptions. I thought it was ironic. The next day I see that he committed to play at UNI.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We set him up for a scholarship. But he's a good player. And from last year watching him on film and everything, we knew he was going to be a good player. And he's continued to get better.
All right. Cade Corbett gets his first touchdown reception of the season. Coming out to play football after sitting out the last couple of years. So that's a promising sign. And Drew Gerdes, Drew Campbell, each with 7.5 tackles for the Tigers. So there were a few, maybe not bright spots. But there were some good things.
There was good, and it was good to see Caden get involved. And we got to take advantage of his height. You got a kid that's 6'7", 6'8", out there, and he runs really, really well. We got to just find. He's getting used to being back out for football, running routes, and understanding how to run routes against different coverages and things. But it was nice to get him involved in that. And we got to continue to find ways to get him the football along with some of the other kids that can make plays for our offense. We got to continue to do that as we move forward here into week four.
All right. Well, the Tigers this week, homecoming at the Dome. You'll be hosting Iowa City Liberty. This will be the first ever meeting between the two teams. And Iowa City Liberty, like the Tigers, 1-2, but they've put up a lot of points in their three games so far.
Yeah, you look at it, week one, they got beat by crosstown rival Iowa City West, 35-28. Week two, they defeated another rival in Iowa City High, 41-14. And last week, they got beat by Pleasant Valley, 56-39. So you talk about their offense, they're averaging 36 points a game. Really talented quarterback. He's already thrown for over 1,000 yards in three games and 10 touchdowns. So, again, it's going to be a real challenge for our defense to come out and find ways to slow down a very explosive Iowa City Liberty offense.
All right, it's Graham Beckman. He's the signal caller for the Lightning. And who are some of the – does he have, like, fast wide receivers, a good offensive line? What's the reason for their offense?
Well, they're a spread offense is what they're doing. It's no huddle, so you're going to see a lot of plays run. They do call a lot of plays from the line of scrimmage and change the plays. So, again, it's going to be a challenge, a chess game between our defense and their offense of moving parts around, finding ways to disguise what we're doing coverage-wise and get pressure on him. He's got a talented receiver in number 10 that's got 358 yards and 5 TDs. The running back, number 24, has got 26 catches for 350 yards and 4 TDs. So he's got a couple really good targets that he likes to go to. They have a very, they're capable of running the football also. So, again, they want to throw it around, but we got to get pressure on them. We got to force it like we did in week two against Johnston. We got to force them into making some bad decisions and force them to turn the football over.
We're talking with Cedar Falls head football coach Brad Remmert here on the Coach's Huddle. And the best way to neutralize a high-powered offense is to keep the football, ball control. And I'm sure that's the game plan going into Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have to be better offensively of getting the ball and moving the ball and moving the chains. If we don't get points, which obviously we're always looking for, we got to make sure we're out there getting first downs, flipping the field, put our defense into a good spot. And we just, last week we didn't do those things consistently. We got to be able to rush the football. Give them varying looks. And I did think Tate Hermanson did a good job passing last week. He was 9 of 11. He did some things for us that are going to we're going to have to do to keep pressure off of guys teams loading up the box on us. So, again, we're looking for a little bit more consistency in the offense and to see if we can't put a few more points on the board.
Well, you were in the same situation last year. You started off slow, 1-2, and then you guys rattled off a long winning streak. So the players, the seniors, they know this can be done.
They know it can be done. They know it's a challenge in that. And it's one of those things where you look, and I think this is the biggest thing. When you get these losses, you can take two roads on it. You can learn from it, or you can, just say, oh, well, ho hum. And then you get the same result when you go out the next time. So it's one of those things. It's a look in the mirror as coaches, myself, I got to figure out why we're not performing well early on the road. And I haven't solved that with this group. Each group's a little bit different when you bring them in here. And we haven't been consistent getting off to good starts when we've been on the road the last two times. And that's on me. And I got to get it figured out what makes this team tick. And that's what we're working at to figure that out. I hope they're excited to come in the Dome with a homecoming crowd coming in and a real opportunity to go out there and kind of do better than what we did last week and have a good performance for us against the good Liberty team.
Any players you want to mention?
You kind of mentioned them from last week. Hey, Corbett did well. Hermanson at times did some good things. Defensively, we had some kids making some plays, but we decided not to do the players of the week this week. I don't think the kids were happy with their performance. and they want to play better, and they're working hard. We've practiced a little better, and let's hope that translated into better execution on Friday night.
Now, if I recall correctly, Coach Remmert, homecoming means the great belly flop contest, right? That's when you guys go to the swimming pool. And
so the team swim is on for tonight. So
okay.
we got the brackets ready to go, and that's something we've done for the last several years. The kids enjoy it. We'll go over to Holmes Pool tonight, and they're kind enough to let us use the facility, and the kids, we have a little contest here, and it's a fun deal, and hopefully it's something that can take their mind off of all the things that are going on and football, and just have a little bit of fun together for an hour and then get ourselves ready to go for the rest of the week.
And it's homecoming Friday. Any of the players up for
Take Tate Hermanson, our quarterback's on the court. So congratulations to him. He's one of the players that are part of that. So again, he'll be involved with that on Friday night. And we got activities going on. We got a pep assembly on Friday, and then the big game on Friday night, followed by the dance Saturday. So the kids have a lot going, and you always worry about focus with homecoming, because you got different outfits throughout the day, and did different dress up days and that. But so far the kids have handled it well, and I hope we can continue to have a good week.
All right, Brad, before we let you go, our question of the night, kind of topical. We saw Aaron Rodgers out for the year on the Monday Night Football game. And as a head coach, you hate to see it, but how do you handle when players have that season-ending injuries?
Man, it's tough on that. You worry about their mental stability and so forth, as far as just dealing with it, knowing that, hey, you're done for the year. So it's one of those things. What we like to do is always make sure that we're there to support the kids. I'd say the biggest thing is keeping them around the team and finding ways to say, hey, you know, just because you're done with an injury, that doesn't mean we don't want you at team meals. We want you at team events. We want you to come by practice and stay involved and stay active, because I think that helps in the recovery process. But yeah, it's unfortunate. You see that, Aaron Rodgers is out for the year, and you just hope that in our teams and the teams that we play, that we don't have to deal with a bunch of season-ending injuries this year.
All right. Well, Coach Brad Remmert, for Cedar Falls Tigers, hope your team stays healthy. Have a good showing coming up on Friday as you host Iowa City Liberty in your homecoming game.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Brad Remmert, the Cedar Falls Tigers coach, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. Up next, we'll talk with DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach for the Red Hot Waterloo East Trojans. When we return, we're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
When you hear a cannon, a tornado siren, and a victory bell, no need to run for cover.
This is a cyclone weather alert.
It's Cyclone Football. Iowa State hits the road for the first time this year.
Touchdown!
To take on the Ohio Bobcats. Join us Saturday. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Follow the Cyclones on 1650 The Fan, the official station for Cyclone Nation.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. The number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Exergen thermometers are more accurate than non-contact thermometers. As your children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers can miss fevers due to inaccuracies. Accuracy matters. That's why Exergen is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen is available at Walmart and Walgreens, so you can have a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, they run a little bit of everything. They run like some wild.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. We're here every Wednesday night throughout the high school football season as we get ready for week four. And joining us now is the head coach for Waterloo East, DeCarlos Anderson, in his second year with the Trojans. And last Friday night, Waterloo East wins a crazy game against Charles City, 39-36. Coach, that's a basketball score.
Yeah, definitely was one of the things to where we decided to come alive in the second half and made the game a lot harder in the first half, just some penalties and just really not executing offensively. And so those are the things that, you know, again, we preached four quarters and they played all four quarters.
Waterloo East becoming the Cardiac Kids as they had a come from behind win against Des Moines North and now against Charles City last week. You had a couple turnovers early. You're down 14-0. You guys cut the lead to the Charles City lead 21-7 at halftime, and then you fall behind 30-22. Heading into the fourth quarter and 36-22. And then you guys, boy, you turned things on in a hurry as you guys were able to battle back and come away with a last-second field goal from Adrian Alejo Rubio to win the ball game.
Yeah. Now, I think that's the message that we've been preaching. Our motto for this year is just grind and don't look at the scoreboard and continue to play hard. And so, you know, for us, I felt like, you know, just in every game this year, I felt like we've had the team to produce offensively, and I think that sometimes we walked away with a lot of points left on the board. Therefore, this game, you know, similar situation. Second half was more of a deal to where they had a pretty good offense, had their running game going, which was the common theme in both of the games. And so we came up with some good stops, and our offense was ready for the test, and so we were able to score. I think we scored 32 points in the second half, which was helpful, and we had a chance with that last second drive to march the ball downfield and get Adrian to make the field goal.
Well, let's recap that crazy fourth quarter. You're down 36-22, then you get a 32-yard touchdown pass. Landon Sewell, your quarterback, finding Adan Muhammad. So now you guys are down by 8, 36-28. Then Vari Clark scores on a 2-yard touchdown. You add the two-point conversion, and all of a sudden you guys are tied at 36. Defense holds. You get the ball, 58 seconds left. At your own 28, and you're able to drive down the field quickly on a couple of long passes. Who were some of the who caught some of these long passes there at that final drive?
Yeah, we were in the position to where, you know, we have kind of a two-minute drill in and things of that nature, and we had all three timeouts, which, you know, just talk through situational football. That's one of the things we talk about with our guys a lot, is situational football. So we're not going to worry about the clock. You know, clock stops on first down. So essentially 58 seconds is a good enough time with three timeouts to get the ball downfield. And so within that drive, you know, we're able to find Adan was able to come up with a big play. And then Isaac Lomas had a big play for us. And so those were kind of two key ingredients in helping us get the ball downfield.
And Alejo Rubio's field goal, it was almost like an extra point, wasn't it?
Yeah, because with Isaac, he caught a deep ball and actually just, you know, fell like right before the one, the 2 yard line or wherever he ended up at. And we ran it one time just to kind of get the ball in the middle. And if we scored, we scored and knew we had a timeout left and called a timeout. And it was just like an extra point.
And it was good to be at Memorial Stadium on Friday night as we're talking with DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach for Waterloo East here on the Coach's Huddle. Landon Sewell, 12 of 22, 235 yards, 3 touchdowns. Adan Muhammad, another monster game for him, 8 receptions, 163 yards, 3 touchdowns. Vari Clark, 21 carries, 159 yards, 2 touchdowns. So some pretty lofty offensive numbers.
I just think we have a really good offense. We have some guys that can really help us, and I think that's been our thing throughout the year. We just kind of push forward, and it's a new offense too, right? This is the first year that they've had the opportunity to run offense that we've been running, and so they're starting to understand just some of the concepts and how to really make it work.
And that offensive line seems much improved.
Yeah, we had a young line last year, so we got everybody back. Offensive line, we had one senior who actually only played a few games, and so we were able to kind of piece things together with the young guys we had. And the benefit of it, we only had one senior this year too, so we look forward to offensive line being a strength for a couple years to come.
First time in 4 years he went back-to-back games, so this says – has to be a team that's starting to build a lot of confidence.
I hope so. I think that's the goal. I do want to always be mindful too that we don't get too high on ourselves, right? Because you can go from 2-1 to 2-7 real quick. And I think that our thing is just continue to grind, and every day we kind of practice, we got to continue to work harder if we want to keep winning games. Because we got the bulk of our schedule is ahead of us, and I think that we're not overlooking that.
Okay, we're talking with the Waterloo East head football coach, DeCarlos Anderson, here in the Coach's Huddle. Your first road game coming up Friday. You're at Fort Dodge, and have you been talking with your team this week about mentally preparing for a game away from Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, as I always say to the officials on our team, right, the folks in the stands are undefeated, right, so we're not going to really play against them or even worry, let them get into our heads. And I think the biggest thing with being on the road too is just that we got to be with each other, right? We're a team. We got to fight for each other, and them understanding that there's going to be some adversity just based upon that. We're a visiting team that we got to be able to overcome in this situation. And then also remind them too that last year, Fort Dodge beat our butts pretty good too, right? So we can't go in this game overconfident like we've done anything special, right? Because again, this is another test for us that. I know that we'll play a team that's going to be up for the challenge.
Tell us about the Dodgers. What's the scouting report?
They got a kid, wrestling state champion, who they find a way to give him the ball a lot. He runs the ball a lot. Big kid, runs hard. And so we just got to tackle right now, Mark. I think the biggest thing for me right now is making sure that our defense stops. Get some stops defensively. We just got, we got a lot to work on defensively. But again, I think that just comes with having a young team and also, too, just more commitment to the weight room. So,
all right. Having fun?
Always. I enjoy it. Like I say, people ask me that all the time. I'm in the position to where, I love the game, man. I love being out here. Love being around the young men that we work with. We just don't get to play no more, right? So, we're kind of hoping that we can give them everything that they can handle. And they go out there and perform. And so that's just kind of where we are as coaches. And we got a great group of coaches that are doing well and keeping our kids motivated and helping them prepare for the next week.
All right, question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle. Before we let you go, Coach Anderson, kind of topical on Monday night. We saw Aaron Rodgers out for the season after just 4 plays. How do you handle when players that have those season-ending or – long they're gonna have injuries that they're gonna miss a lot of games?
I just think it's next man up. It's in National Football League it's a little better situation than what we have, but we always work on just who's next, right? So kind of plan scenarios of, hey, this guy goes down, you know, you're in. Or, like, even in practice, you know, we do situational things where, all right, our quarterback's hurt, you know, man, who's next up, right? And just really understanding what, especially for Jess, I'm sure they know what the playbook Zach Wilson has versus what Aaron Rodgers has, yeah, and things of that nature. But just really making sure that we have the next guy prepared to step in, you know, no matter the circumstance, is important.
DeCarlos Anderson, head coach for Waterloo East, thank you so much for joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Good luck Friday night at Fort Dodge. Let's make it three in a row, okay?
Yeah, hope so. Thanks, Mark.
All right, thank you. DeCarlos Anderson, Waterloo East head football coach. Up next, Lonnie Moore, the head coach for Waterloo West, will stop by. This is the Coach's Huddle coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub on 1650 The Fan.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunough, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunough, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Sunday on Compass Media Network's coverage of the NFL, it's an AFC playoff rematch in Week 2 as the Jaguars host the Chiefs. Hi, this is Chris Carino. Join Brian Baldinger and me in Jacksonville, where the upstart Jags, led by dynamic young quarterback Trevor Lawrence, try to outduel Patrick Mahomes and the defending Super Bowl champs. It's the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Coverage begins at 11:30 right here on The Fan.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day on fall updates, like 40% off outfits for the office that work off the clock too, and 40 to 60% off shoes, handbags, and accessories to finish your look. And get 25 to 40% off your favorite beauty, skincare, and fragrances. Plus, get free shipping with any online purchase of $25 or more at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
We are coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. Mark Simpson with you. We're here every Wednesday night throughout the high school football season. Big shout out to our great host, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Joining us now, Waterloo West head football coach Lonnie Moore. Wahawks get a fun win. As a fan, I say fun. Lonnie's looking at me, what? 28-23 over Davenport Central last Friday. And, Coach, good for you and your staff as you guys travel down to make a long bus trip and come away with the victory.
Yeah, that was good for not only us, but the whole program. Getting a chance to go down there, you know, almost a 215-hour minute trip to get down there and get a victory was great. You know, we needed that as a program, especially from the week before and close game, and now that's two close games in a row that we were very competitive in. That's something you like to see. But it was great to go down there and get a win.
All right. Do you guys get on the board first in the second quarter. It's a scoreless game, and quarterback Brady Dean, 60-yard touchdown run. It's 7-0. But then Davenport Central comes back with a pair of touchdowns to go up 14-7. But then here come the Wahawks as you score a quick couple of touchdowns. It's Dean, a 30-yard pass to Torian Das. And then it's Dean, a 58-yard touchdown pass to Bryce Westermeyer. You're up at halftime, 21-14.
Yeah, you know, it was a crazy first half. For one, you know, we started off slow, and we've been starting off slow all year. We got to kind of figure that out a little bit. But, you know, we had our opportunities right away. Our defense went on the field first and got a fumble on their side of the field. I think we brought it maybe on a 30-yard line and had some miscues on the first couple plays, and we threw one deep, wide open to a receiver, and we dropped it. So we put ourselves in a bad situation there coming out. So just starting out slow in that aspect. But, you know, if we did those type of things, made some plays, I mean, we would have jumped up 14-0 right away. But, you know, we've been starting off slow, and I got to figure it out what's going on there.
In the third quarter after halftime, here comes Davenport Central as the Blue Devils get a touchdown and then a safety. And they're up now 23-21 going into the fourth quarter. Stayed that way until about 5 minutes to go in the game. And a little razzle-dazzle by Coach Moore here as you guys pull off a fake punt. And it's Detson McMurrin, a 50-yard run for the touchdown, proves to be the winning score as you go up 28-23. And Coach, tell us about the big gamble that you took.
Yeah, it's just a fake punt we work on every week. We've been doing it since I've been the head coach. We 3-for-3 now using that. We used it back in 2012. I think we had a big win versus Cedar Falls that year. We ran a fake punt and got them that year, and then we used it again after that sometime. I can't remember, but just something we worked on I've been the head coach for 13 years, so we've been doing it every year. There's nothing different. We just make sure we knew when you need to use it. But it was a good time for it, and we scouted it out. We knew it was open for us, and we needed it just from watching film. So just making that call was easy to make because we was ready for it.
All right. Well, your defense then able to hold on. You come away with a big victory. It must have been a nice bus trip back to Waterloo.
Great bus trip. I mean, we had a good job, you know, good time of having fun about winning. But, you know, some things we got to clear up. I mean, we had a total of 507 yards offensively, and – you know, 28 points where, you know, we should have way more points than that. We just didn't take care of what we need to take care of when the ball was in their side of the field and finishing out drives and things like that. Our defense did a really good job. They only gave up 14 points. We gave up 7 on a pass. We threw a screen pass out, and it was considered behind the quarterback. So they scooped and scored on that. So, and then we threw the safety was our punt team, and we snapped it over our punter's head. But our punter, Wesley Evans, is a very smart kid. He's our backup quarterback. He kicked it out the end zone. So and it was very smart of him because he could have fumbled with it and they could have got it and scored. So that was very good on Wesley end of kicking that out the end zone.
We're talking with Lonnie Moore, the head coach for Waterloo West. Wahawks now 2-1 after that victory against Davenport Central. Who are your players of the week?
Our players of the week this week versus Davenport Central is our big stick. Went to Keegan Nystrom. He had a couple of big hits that kind of helped us out on our defensive end on the quarterback. Our offensive player of the week was Brady Dean, our quarterback, who threw some really nice passes, and his confidence is really going up, and then we continue to get better at that. Our defensive player of the week is Dalton Aldridge. Dalton, we do it on a point system, and he got the most points on defense, and he's also getting better. And, you know, he missed the game and came back this one. He missed the game before, so he really hurt that we didn't have him that game. But, you know, he came back this one full force, which I think was really good for him sitting out because he was better to go this game. Our unit of the week was our D-line. We thought they did an awesome job of kind of stopping the run and doing what they need to do up front. Our scout team player of the week was Julius Jones. He's a kid that's two weeks in a row that Julius has won that award. Our special team player of the week was Wesley Evans. He's our punter. You know, not only did he kick the ball out the end zone on a smart decision, but he also kicked the punt down to that 2-yard line that gave us a good chance on our defense down there and kind of changed the field of positions. Our ninth grade offensive player of the week was Michael Cunningham, and our defensive player of the week for ninth grade was Brody Daisy.
Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West head football coach, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. This week, it's homecoming for the Wahawks. Davenport North now comes into town. They are 1-2 on the season, and I believe they're coming off a loss to Davenport West.
No, wait. That win.
They're coming off a win. Thank you.
It's Marshalltown.
Marshalltown, as they got finally got their offense going. Yeah, they scored 35 points. And what's the scouting report on this Damport North Wildcats team?
You know, defensively, they have used different defenses in the last three games. They have used a bare front, a four front, also a three front. So they've done a lot of different things the last 3 weeks. So we got to be prepared for either one. They have a really good linebacker, number six. He's lead them in tackles, makes a lot of plays for them. And they got some athletes on the edges who can cover some guys. So a really good defense. Offensively, they kind of want to throw the ball a little bit more than they rush. But the running back is pretty good also, does a good job. But, you know, they want to put the ball in the air a little bit more. And they had a lot of good concepts and pass concepts. You can tell that they know what they're doing out there. So, you know, I'll be honest with you, a lot of stuff they do we see every day. So I'm hoping that we start seeing those concepts and passes that can help us out to be successful.
Now, it's homecoming, as I mentioned, for Waterloo West. A lot of coaches have different views on homecoming. Yours is, hey, let the kids have fun.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I liked homecoming, so I'm not going to change because I'm a coach. I enjoyed all the festivities and all the events and things like that. So we try to make sure the kids can do those things. You know, they have a powder puff football game where the girls play football this past this Sunday, and our guys coach those games. So we try to get them there early so they can participate in that and they'll do those things, the dress up throughout the week with the dress up events, and then the big game on Friday and the dance on Saturday. So again, regardless, it's a lot of stuff that's going on, but you know, we got to make the main thing the main thing, as I told our guys this week, and that's the win a football game so they can have fun on a Saturday night.
And this is an important ball game, I'm assuming, for your team, going chance to win you know, your third game in four contests.
Yeah, it'd be a good opportunity for us to be there. It'd be 3-1. Would be great going into week four. So they know how important it is for the team. But it's going to be a battle. We're going to play our best to win. We really going to play our best, minimize our errors, be a very smart team, do things correctly, and we could get the victory. But it's going to be a small margin of error if we decide to do anything opposite than that.
All right, our question of the night, Coach Lonnie Moore, is we saw Monday night Aaron Rodgers out for the year with a season-ending injury. And as a head coach, how do you handle with, you know, Wahawk players that have season-ending injuries? Because I'm sure that's happened during your tenure as coach.
Yeah, it has happened, and it's a rough deal for them. But we want to try to keep them around the team and still be part of the program and let them know we still care for them and those things and try to give them jobs and duties to help them out with the program. But they're always invited, always with us with, you know, team dinners or walkthroughs and things like that. They still, you know, be around the team. And it could be a tough situation. You know, I never had a season-ending injury, but I can just imagine, you know, you put a lot of work in the summer and things like that and all the efforts. And then now your season's over and you feel like, man, I'm not part of the team. I'm not helping the team, because that's what you know, work out for. So we just try to keep them, you know, close by with our guys and kind of lift their spirits. But it could be mentally tough, you know, for somebody who's really worked hard and really was waiting on that season.
Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West head football coach, thank you so much for your time. Good luck Friday as you host Davenport North at Memorial Stadium. And let's talk about a win next week.
Yeah, we're looking for that. So thanks for having us, and go Warhawks.
Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West head football coach. Up next, we'll hear from Waterloo Columbus head football coach Brad Schmidt as we continue on with the Coach's Huddle. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858. And we'd love to hear from you.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option. 1. Select your vehicle. 2. Create your offer. 3. Schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo. Online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC. We are professional grade. Experience the new Buick.
The Brake Best brand family is growing at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Their new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for best domestic brake pads and rotors with vehicle-specific friction formulations, QuietTech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware for those who demand the very best when choosing their brake parts. Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. Mark Simpson with you. Coach's Huddle is brought to you by Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. If you missed any of our previous interviews, tomorrow morning, download tonight's podcast at 1650thefan.com. Joining us now, Waterloo Columbus head football coach Brad Schmidt. The Sailors lost their first game of the season last Friday at home as West Branch wins 30-23 as they get a late defensive touchdown to pull out the victory. Coach, we were just talking off air. You guys did some good things, but too many mistakes proved to be the difference.
Yeah, it was certainly a tale of two halves, Mark. I mean, the first half, defense struggled to get off the field, and, you know, we scored some points offensively, and then, you know, it was kind of flipped in the second half where the defense made some solid adjustments, and offensively we just, you know, continue to shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, we had a lot of explosive plays. I mean, 450-plus yards of total offense, but, you know, five turnovers with three interceptions, a fumble, and a turnover on downs. You know, you throw in a 10-yard punt as well. And against good teams, you know, you can't make those mistakes. Those are self-inflicted wounds that are going to get you beat 10 times out of 10.
You're down 6-3 in the first quarter, but then it's Carter Lockhart, your quarterback, 10-yard pass to Nick Merrifield. It's 10-6. You fall behind 13-10, and then it's Lockhart on a 54-yard run. You're up 17-13. The Bears pull within at 17-16, and then a good two-minute offense by the Sailors. And again, it's Lockhart, the instigator, with a 39-yard touchdown pass to Miles Gardner. So you're up 23-16. Obviously, you can move the ball in that first half.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, we Miles made some good plays out on the edge. Carter threw a lot of good passes. The O-line did a good job protecting. We had success running the football. Yeah, we were pretty much firing on all cylinders offensively. You know, not to make it about one side or the other side, because, like I said, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a total team effort, you know, team loss. But we couldn't get off the field defensively. And West Branch, you got to credit them. I mean, their coaching staff put together an excellent game plan. I mean, they tempoed us, you know, where they didn't huddle, and they ran. Their objective was to run as many plays as possible. They did that. We had 17. They had 17 third downs, which is a lot. They had a lot of opportunities to move the sticks. They had 5 fourth downs. They converted on 3 of those. You know, a lot of plays. But you know, like I said, the defense came out in the second half and held them to one touchdown. And offensively, we continue to shoot ourselves in the foot. I mean, we were moving the ball in the second half, but when the opportunity knocked, we didn't answer the door. So we didn't or answer the bell. So, you know, we've worked all week to kind of fix that, clean it up. And, you know, you can't make mistakes like that if you want to win football games. And at the end of the day, it's always a good thing to be humbled, and we were humbled. And we didn't lose a game. We're going to, you know, he said, we don't lose. We learn. We learn from this, and we're going to get better. And we're looking forward to the opportunity that we have this Friday.
Well, it's tied at 23, and then it's West Branch getting a deflected pass, or they intercept a pass. They return it for the winning score, 30-23, about less than 5 minutes to go in the game. And again, West Branch wins 30-23. Sailors now 2-1. Lockhart, your quarterback, 15 of 24, 218 yards, couple touchdowns. Also rushes for 84 yards and a touchdown. Parker Jeltson, 16 carries, 117 yards. Mason Knipp, 7.5 tackles, 3 tackles for losses. So some good numbers. But now the season really starts for you, doesn't it, Coach? On Friday, it's your Class 1A District 4 opener on the road at Hudson.
For sure. That's what we told the kids at the end of the – right. You know, I mean, you're trying to look for a silver lining. And, you know, obviously as you watch the film, all kinds of stuff comes out that you can use to better your program, or give the kids, you know, things to look at to, you know, have a glass half full mentality, where at the end of the day, you know, that loss, it's non-district. The only way it matters is, you know, down the road 6-7 weeks down here when it comes to seeding, if you win 2 or 3 playoff games and you're at home or you're on the road. So the season did start on Saturday, and you know, we still control our own destiny in terms of hosting playoff games. And, you know, I mean, obviously everybody's objective at the beginning of the year is to win their district. So we just got to focus on what's in front of us. You know, that loss was the best thing that could happen to us, because, you know, it gives everybody an opportunity to refocus on what we need to get better at. And, you know, when a team comes out like West Branch, that's well coached, they got tough kids, and they expect to win, and they hit you in the mouth. We hadn't been tested yet. That was our first true test. And, you know, we didn't pass the test, but I think we know what the answers are, so we can go back and maybe rectify some of those questions that West Branch presented to us.
You play Hudson. They're unbeaten, 3-0. They've gotten the job done so far for a Pirates team that's been trying to get back onto the winning track after winning a couple state championships.
Yeah. No, I you know, Coach Brecky, known him for quite some time now, and you know, he's done an excellent job just down the road there on 63. And you know, we have a little bit of a history between the two of us. I mean, we played non-district when they did win the state championship, you know, and then the year prior when I think they lost in the finals. So you know, we got a little bit of familiarity with one another, and their kids are tough kids. They're well coached. You know, that's a community that, you know, a lot of Northeast Iowa communities here that, you know, we've grown accustomed to that, you know, take athletics seriously. And yeah, they've done some good things on film. They got a solid quarterback and some good surrounding cast that they've scored some points and won some tough close games. So, like I said, you know, they only get 8 guaranteed opportunities, and this one on Friday, it's nice. It's just it's probably closer to my house than Columbus is, playing down the road on Hudson Road, but looking forward to it, and I know our kids are as well.
I know proximity wise, when they put together or reshuffled the districts, 1A District 4, which you're involved with, I thought that was kind of a natural for Columbus to take on Hudson.
Yeah, no, I think that I think Hudson was Class A last year, so they bumped up based on the multiplier or whatever the free and reduced lunch the state came out with or last spring or whenever they determined, you know, who was going up, who was going down based on the numbers. But, yeah, anytime you have a road game where you're literally traveling about 10 minutes, that's a positive. And not only a road game that's close, but a road game where you're familiar with the surroundings, you're familiar with the scheme, you're familiar with the coaching staff, is just a win-win for us.
Health-wise, come out of the game okay?
Yep, health-wise, we're good. Knock on wood. But, like I said, you get eight of these. You get eight guaranteed, and it goes fast. So that's what we keep telling the kids.
All right. Well, question of the night here on the coaches' huddle, and I guess we saw what happened on Monday night with the Jets and the Bills. Aaron Rodgers going out, season-ending injury. And that's, you know, injuries is the worst part about football. As a coach, how do you handle when, you know, players that have those season-ending or long injuries that's going to keep them out of games? How do you handle that as a coach with the injured athlete?
It's hard. It's hard. We actually experienced that earlier this year. And, you know, I mean, you can see the dejection on the kid's face and, you know, in his body language. And, you know, I mean, like I said, I just experienced it. And I went up to him and I said, hey, you know, I know there's nothing that I can say to you right now or anybody can say to you right now that's going to make you feel any better about this. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to know that you got people in your corner that are here to support you. You got to know that, you know, you will bounce back from this. You got to know that these events in your life, you know, how you respond to adversity says a great deal about you as a person and is going to, you know, potentially pave the way to what you can do in the future. If you can get through this, you know, you can get through anything. You know, tough times don't last, tough people do. That's what they say. So that's definitely something that, you know, I typically listen to the question prior to when I'm driving in. I wasn't prepared, but I did just experience that week one. And it definitely it gives you a soft heart where, man, that's a tough deal. But, you know, as our job as coaches, it's important to, you know, let those kids know, hey, well, I'm here for you. And if you need anything, you know, let's talk.
All right. Well, I would imagine there has to be some sort of depression that sets in on something like that, especially like, you know, a senior, I would imagine. Really bad.
100%. Can't imagine.
All right. Well, good luck coming up on Friday, Coach Schmidt, as Waterloo Columbus playing at Hudson. Columbus now 2-1, Hudson 3-0 going into this Class 1A District 4 matchup. And appreciate your time and good luck to the Sailors. And let's talk about a victory next Wednesday night here on the Coach's Huddle.
Yep, got to get back on track. Thanks, Mark.
All right. And that's Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus, joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. As again, we are live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub here in Cedar Falls as the week four of the high school football season coming up. I just want to mention that was Coach Schmidt, and I want to plug this, the fact that if you missed any of the interviews or you want to hear the interviews again, tomorrow morning you can download tonight's podcast at 1650thefan.com. We make it easier for you so that way you can check out the and hear the games or hear all the interviews as the Metro coaches talk about their teams. All right, as before we put a bow on tonight's show, let's remind you about what's going on here with the coaches huddle. Is coming up this week for the Metro team, Cedar Falls homecoming as the Tigers. They'll be hosting Iowa City Liberty. You can hear that game on Cruisin' KCFI with Dave Finnegan. Pregame at 7, kickoff at 7:30. Waterloo East on the road for the first time this year as the 2-1 Trojans take on Fort Dodge at Dodger Stadium. Meanwhile, it's Waterloo West. It's their homecoming. Waterloo West 2-1. Hosting a Davenport North team that is 1-2. And that'll be at Memorial Stadium and then Waterloo Columbus, as we just talked with Coach Schmidt on the road at Hudson. Big thank you to Angie Sturm, engineering our show back at the studios. Thanks to our great sponsors, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub, the coaches. And our thanks to you, my friend, for being a part of the Coach's Huddle. I'm Mark Simpson, and you've been listening to the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Waterloo, a Koloff media station.